Here to talk with me about the Veterans History Project is retired Army Colonel Karen Lloyd, the director of the Veterans History Project. Thanks so much for joining me.
Hi, Debbie. Great to be here. Thanks.
So tell me how this effort started to get more veterans to tell their wartime stories. And I think you're especially looking for more African American and Native American, as well as women veterans, to tell their stories.
Well, that's exactly right. Back in 2000, Representative Kine from Wisconsin was having a backyard barbecue, and his dad and uncle started talking about their World War II stories. And he said, "Whoa, can you wait a minute? I want to go get the video camera, and I want to record this so the boys can hear it when they're older and will understand." And he came back to Washington, and he partnered up with Across the Aisle. And in October of 2000, it is a volunteer-based project where we need all of your listeners to reach out to the veterans in their lives and talk with them about what they did and what they saw and what they felt while they were in service.
And so for 16 years, you've been collecting these stories?
We sure have. We've not just been collecting interviews, but we collect photographs and letters and diaries and journals, and it's simply amazing to me to hear these different stories.
Why do you think it's taken so long to get more stories about what African Americans experienced, as well as Native Americans and women?
I think that we have got to do a better job of reaching out to the communities and causing them to want to tell their stories. It's been my experience as a veteran that you operate as a team, and it's drilled into you, and there's no I in team. And everybody says, "Oh, my story's not important." I mean, and I've said the same thing. And it's finally dawned on me that everyone does have a story. We've got one from a shoe repairman in World War II, Johnny Butts. And what is so amazing about Johnny's story is it comes with lots of photographs. And you see him sitting in a cafe in Paris. You see him along the Riviera in Nice, France. And in all of these different places where he's being treated like a regular Joe, if you will. And when they returned to the States, that wasn't always the case. Chuck Hagel and his brother Tom, who served together in Vietnam, we have their stories. And something that Tom Hagel said that really resonates with me is he goes, "People think of the Vietnam War. Well, it's really a million Vietnam Wars. There's all those different stories. And when you start to see how they connect together, it's really amazing." For example, out of Columbus, Ohio, Tom Moe flew for the Air Force and was a POW in the Hanoi Hilton. We have another story from John Stavast from the Hanoi Hilton, and we actually have his diary from that time, and we were able to learn what he did. And one of the things he did was list the prisoners as they came in. And one of the entries is John McCain on the 26th of November, and we have John McCain's story as well. So there we have three stories of individuals, all in the Hanoi Hilton, all from different perspectives, that really gives a richness and depth to the experience. We have less than 5% of the Ohio veterans, their stories. So I would like to suggest to you that there's lots of work to be done. And I will tell you that Ohio is like most of the rest of the nation.
And so you're asking people then to take action within their own families then to collect stories.
Absolutely. And it's not even hard. On our website, we have a field kit that really talks about how you do it. You need that willing veteran. You need a recording device. You can use a smartphone or a tablet.
Well, thank you so much. I've been talking with retired Army Colonel Karen Lloyd, director of the Veterans History Project. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Debbie.